What is up, podcast? Nick from Stepability here with yet another episode. And this one, we will be talking about nudging. So, what are nudges? Nudges are like a little push. So, nudging is a relatively subtle policy shift that encourages people to make certain decisions. So, a funny example you will all know, probably mostly men, is a picture of a fly in the urinal to get you a little better at aiming. So, it happens mainly on a political and an economical level. I think for the audience of Stepability, you guys, I think the most interesting way of nudging we can discuss is in the area of consumer behavior. So how can a company use nudges to influence the behavior of their consumers? So instead of using classic techniques of advertising like discounts that will actually cost the company indirectly, so it will reduce their profits, they can also use nudging techniques, and it will probably cost them hardly anything but a little creativity. So, for example, putting mirrors close to beauty products so people become more self-aware and they will be tempted to buy the product sooner. So here we can see that companies can use it for their own good or for the good of the consumers. So for their own well-being, aka the profitability of the company, they can, for example, put highly profitable items at shelves at eye level. But for the well-being of the consumers, they can also do stuff like the American grocery store Pay and Save did. They put green arrows on the floor, leading to the fruit and vegetable sides. So 90% of the shoppers followed the arrows, and the sales for fruits and veggies skyrocketed. So you can see it's a very interesting concept because the companies are in a position of power here. Now, from a standpoint of a consumer, you and me, how can we avoid getting nudged? Well, by knowing the most famous ways companies try to nudge is a start, obviously. But they'll probably find new ways if they notice that conventional nudges aren't working anymore. But you know, the craziest part is, most people who are aware of the fact that they're being nudged are still influenced by it. Some of us might know that stores reorganize from time to time just to show new products. You see, if you have a certain routine of buying products that you know and love, you might never pass other, perhaps more profitable products. Although I am very aware that the stores do this, it will still have a certain effect on my buying behavior. So as a consumer, there's not much you can do about it, basically. But if you run a company and most of your competitors are using nudges to maximize profits, how can you compete with them? Well, you can hire a psychologist and come up with creative applications of psychological proven laws. On this, my point of view is, from an ethical standpoint, as long as you're not nudging people into a really bad choice, it's okay to nudge if your competitors are doing it. Basically, your responsibility as a company is to stay in business, and come on, we must not be naive, right? A store must be built in a certain way, and it will nudge people into a choice, whether it's intentionally or not. If a certain area of a store is more lit up than another area, people will tend to check it out sooner than the darker areas. So perhaps the most interesting thing about all of this is to think about the future of nudging. So if you would assume that scientists will be able to understand the brain better and better over time, imagine the power of that knowledge to a company. I mean, if you have the entire blueprint of consumers, you can completely control their buying behavior. So, a store must be built in a certain way, and it will nudge people into a choice, intentionally or not, as I said. So, what would you do as a company? If they would nudge people into the extreme, we would lose our free choice. And that's why it's so dangerous. That's the reason I wanted to spread awareness about it. Guys, I really hope this brought you some value. Tell me if it did. I'm thinking of doing a weekly series like this on a concept that has something to do with marketing, entrepreneurship, or personal development. So please let me know what you think about it. All right, guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.